It's week two of the Rights Football Show right here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. No surprise, we're breaking down a Panther win in week one of the season. Rights destroyed Harrison 55-0 on Friday night. Head coach Corey Brunson will join us today, as will Caden Thomas. The captain starting defensive end led the team in tackles with six, a three-year starter. We knew that he was going to have a good game. If you told me, Rice is going to shut out their week one opponent, I would ask you a follow-up question. Hey, how many tackles did Caden Thomas add? He was credited with six, had a tackle for loss as well. He was all over the field, so was the entire unit. We're going to talk to both of them today. Thanks in large part to Bel Air Land, Kim Schnell Nunemaker Insurance, Leroy's Tavern, Award World Trophies, and United Fidelity Bank. Don't go anywhere. Head coach Corey Brunson joins us in a moment right here on WREF.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Kim Schnell Nunemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for Best Place to Karaoke and Sports Bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on WREF, it's week two of the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Corey Brunson is joining us here on the Ref to talk about a 55-0 bludgeoning of Harrison in week one of the 2025 season. So, coach, really appreciate the time. Nothing beats 1-0. How are we doing?
I'm doing good. Definitely good start. I thought we did a lot of things. Alike, you know, there's still a lot of things we got to work on, but definitely a good start to the season.
Look, I know that you're a coach and that you have to, you know, kind of look at the glass half empty of, hey, what else can we improve upon? But 55-0, what led to the success on Friday on both sides of the ball?
I thought one of the things we kind of stressed going into the game, we want to try to, you know, be physical, you know, make sure, again, when we're blocking, tackling, we want to try to be a physical team. We stressed that. I thought we did that most tonight. And, you know, also, you know, these first few weeks, there's a lot of times, you know, there's going to be a lot of penalties, a lot of turnovers. We were fortunate, and we had zero turnovers, and we probably only had two or three penalties. So that was definitely a very good start. I feel most weeks, if we can do those things, I think we could definitely be in games. It's just a matter of making the big plays and pulling it out.
Now, talking about big plays, you had a couple of guys who made a few big plays. Elijah Darrett scoring the first two touchdowns, one in the air, one on the ground. It's always important to start strong, to start fast, especially in week one of a season. Elijah got the memo. What was he doing right to get open, to get those touches, and to have that trust that you obviously have in him early on to set the tone in this game?
He did a good job making some plays. He's one, as the year went on last year, he got better and better, and we expect big things from here, from him this season. And, he stepped up and played well the other night. Bossy starts off with the front on the O-line. They gave him some holes, and he does a good job of reading them, and he has a good job of arena's blocks, and he's a fast, runs hard, and he does a lot of them, get good starts with those guys up front.
And to have him as a junior, as an upperclassman, that's an advantage. To have a guy like A.J. Coates, a senior, also in your arsenal when you guys are calling plays, that's got to be great as well. He goes for two touchdowns, both on the ground. So compare and contrast the style of Elijah to A.J. and how they differ and how they complement each other, especially in week one of this season.
Well, they're your probably typical Thunder Lightning package. A.J.'s the Thunder, a strong runner. He's kind of, it's kind of hard to arm tackle him. And he does definitely have some quickness, too. So he does a good job of reading holes. But he's the Thunder of the package, and Elijah's the Lightning of the package.
Let's talk about the defense and talking about how it's difficult to wrap up A.J. Well, really, it was difficult for Harrison to wiggle out of your tackles because it seems like this Panther defense bit hard on Friday night in a 55-0 shutout win for Wright's week one of the 2025 season. Defensively, something was clicking. It seemed like almost everything was clicking. But what exactly was it that really stifled the Harrison offense?
No, one, we had a great week of practice. I thought the guys prepared well and had a good week. And second of all, that on both sides, both offense and defense, we got a lot of guys back, but more so probably on the defensive side. So definitely a lot of experienced players over there. They just stayed out and rallied to the ball. I think anytime you get a shutout, you got to do a lot of things right, and I thought those guys did that, especially in this conference, because I think each week can be a very, very tough week.
We're going to talk to Caden Thomas later on in the program. I want to hear from you first. He has six tackles. That's best on the team. And so, obviously, as a three-year starter, you're relying on him to make some plays on the defensive end. Why is it so difficult to get past Caden?
He does a good job of keeping his contained. He does a good job of reading the blocks that he gets from the tackle. And, I think he's put a lot of time and effort. He's got a lot stronger. I think he's definitely gotten stronger, gotten faster, and he's had a lot of experience. He's another starter back. Last year he bounced back and forth, O-line and D-line, so he kind of knows both sides of the ball, and he's definitely played well here tonight, and we expect him to do that all year long, hopefully.
No doubt. Corey Brunson, the head coach of Wright's football here on WREF, will take a step aside. Caden Thomas, the three-year starter, leader in tackles, a captain, is joining us in a moment right here on WREF. It's week two of the Wright's Football Show. Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Back here on week two of the Rights Football Show on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Caden Thomas, the captain, starting defensive end for the Panthers, led the team in tackles with six against Harrison in a 55-0 demolition of the Warriors in week one. He's here on WREF. Caden, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win. How we feeling?
Good. How are you?
All good, but then again, I'm not 1-0. I didn't get a 55-0 win last week. Take me through how it feels to be undefeated, to start 1-0. You only get one opportunity at a first impression during a given season, and you guys certainly did make a strong first impression.
It feels amazing, you know, being able to come out and get that first win, start off the season with a great start.
What do you think it is about this defense that makes it so hard to move the sticks against? I know that Harrison's offense had some injury concerns with their quarterback, but even still, regardless of who was getting the snap each given play, they really had no luck against the Panther defense. You were a big part of that. But let's talk about the unit as a whole. Why is it that the Rice defense was so good on Friday?
We play as a team. We communicate. We all really want to go as far as we can, so it comes out and plays in the game.
For you, I know that you've been kind of the common denominator of this defense, a three-year starter, and now as a captain, a little bit more weight, burden on your shoulders. What has been your role in the offseason into the season as a captain, as a leader, on and off the field?
Just making sure people show up, trying my hardest, make sure everybody else tries their hardest, making sure we're a team, communicating, and getting ready for the season.
You know, I feel like I hear this a lot, the idea that the captain is an extension of the coach, right, on the field. And so that's a heavy burden placed on your shoulders. How do you kind of liaison between the coaching staff, for example, head coach Corey Brunson, and the rest of your guys, your peers, on the field? How does that go, or at least in your leadership style?
You know, I just try to be more like a friend instead of a coach and a captain. Just be able to tell people how I feel and hear how they go, and then try to hype them up, get them ready to play.
Now, whatever you're doing, it's working. Caden Thomas here on WREF talking about Rice football and their 55-0 win in week one of the 2025 season against Harrison. And now, after a really strong showing like that, as if Rice didn't already have this, but it just makes the target on your back a little bit bigger. Everyone wants to knock off Rice, but now when you blow out a conference opponent like Harrison in week one, Vincennes, they want a piece of you now. So what do you think about the upcoming game against Vincennes, and how is this game going to go? Because I know that they're a team that has a really mobile quarterback, and they're a team that really is a dynamic offense. So for you as the captain, especially on the defensive end, what's the difference and what's the approach against Vincennes?
It's going to be the same approach. We're going to work. We're going to do everything we got to do to go ready into the game strong. But I think the only difference is we're going to have to come out harder, stronger, more mentally, and be able to play.
Okay, and obviously for you, you've had success in your career on both sides of the football. We're talking to you right now after leading the team in tackles in week one, strictly or mostly as a defensive player, defensive lineman. You've had success in, as an offensive lineman as well. Let me ask you this. It's kind of a fun exercise. If you were trying to block you, offensive line you, trying to block defensive line you, how would you go about it? How do you go about blocking defensive line Caden Thomas?
That's good. Probably really staying on my feet, really making sure I get my hands on myself and really getting in there.
I'll flip the question on you, okay? How does defensive line Caden Thomas go about getting past offensive line Caden Thomas?
Making sure offensive line Caden Thomas does not get his hands on me.
I like it. I don't know if he would, because right now that quick first step, I don't know if anyone's beaten that, even Caden Thomas. Hey, that is Caden Thomas right here on WREF Week 2 of the Rights Football Show. Caden, really appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on Week 1. Good luck on Week 2. Can't wait to see what your team, your unit does against the Alices.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. We take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. Head coach Corey Brunson rejoining the program when we return on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for, so don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for Best Place to Karaoke and Sports Bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Wrapping up shop on week two of the Rights Football Show here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Corey Brunson rejoins the program here on The Ref to talk about Friday night's game, a 6:30 kick against Vincennes. Two undefeated teams. That's what's fun about this time of year. You got 1-0 versus 1-0, but something's got to give for the Panthers or the Alices. So, coach, I'll ask you this. In order for Rights to prevail as the remaining undefeated team here in this SIAC battle, what has to happen on Friday night?
I think it's again so early in the year, so it's kind of the same strategy of thinking going into game one. We got to, you know, go out, be physical, and then I think if we can take care of the football, that's always a key, and get turnovers. You know, I forgot the other night we did cause four or five turnovers. That definitely helps. So definitely got to create some turnovers and eliminate the silly penalties. And, you know, again, I think most weeks, if we can do those things, you know, I think we'll be in ball games. It's just a matter of can we get an opportunity to make a play, can we make the play or not?
I know it's Monday. I know that Vincennes had that impressive 43-12 win against Bossy on Friday night. But even though it's Monday, have you had an opportunity to take a look at the tape or to scout them at all?
Definitely. Normally, the weekend, we break it down as a staff. We meet Sunday night to kind of go over the game plan. So, you know, they definitely did a lot of things well the other night versus Bossy. And, again, it's going to be a physical game. We've got to do a lot of things right. They played well, so we got to definitely be ready to go.
How'd they go about moving the football? Compare that, contrast that to what Harrison did. I know that they had some injuries, Harrison, on Friday night, which definitely made the job, I don't want to say easier, but a little bit more manageable for your defense. What's the difference in how Vincennes goes about moving the football, moving the sticks?
Well, I mean, they got one, their quarterback, he can throw it around, and he's also a scrambler. So, I mean, getting that part, you know, that them and Harrison were similar, and, you know, they got some running backs. I think up front, it's a physical group. And they have some solid receivers. I think they're a very balanced ball club. You know, defensively, I think they're physical up front. They do got, you know, a few guys going both ways, so hopefully we can tire them down a little bit, but it should be a good ball game.
Hey, Coach, maybe the biggest deal on Friday night, 6:30 against Vincennes, is that this will be the home opener for you guys. I know that playing at the Bowl is a reach for these kids. They love to do it. It's almost the reason to come out for football when you're a Wright student, because it's a different environment over on the west side. So what does a home opener typically feel like, look like? What should we expect come Friday night?
It's definitely good to be back home. It's always good to play in the Bowl. You know, I know they definitely have advantage. You know, they're the ones that got to make the drive down. You know, it's always and when we go there, it's always a tough game up there for us. You know, it's been playing on grass. You don't play too many games on grass, but you know, they got to make the road trip and come down and play in the Bowl, and having the Bowl as your home place to play, that's definitely huge. It's a great atmosphere, one of the, you know, best in the state, and if not, you know, the around. Again, it's an honor to coach here and coach here, play here. You know, it's a great place.
Coach, I got one more X's and O's question for you ahead of the Friday night week two game against Vincennes at home, and that is about Jamontre Johnson. Now, of course, you didn't have to open up the field. Passed the ball four times as your starting quarterback, and, well, he completed all four of them, but the offense was really thriving through the ground. Should we expect to see Jamontre throw the ball a little bit more in week two, or are you guys going to try to establish the run in the same way that you did in week one?
Maybe probably some. I mean, definitely Jamontre can throw the ball, and just that night, you know, the run game worked well, and we just kind of kept going with what was working. But you know, Jamontre definitely can throw the ball. He's also a good runner, and you know, we just got to see take advantage of what Vincennes is kind of going to give us and try to do it. If they want, you know, I think we definitely can throw the ball if we need to, and we can mix it up. But just the other night, obviously the O-line did a good job, and we got the run game going, and we don't want to stop with what's working.
No doubt. Hey, Coach, really appreciate the time. Good luck. Really look forward to seeing what you guys do Friday night, 6:30 against Vincennes. Really looking forward to that. Congratulations on week one, and good luck on week two.
Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, that puts a bow on week two of the Wrights Football Show right here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Again, the Panthers back in action 6:30 on Friday night against Vincennes at the Bowl. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week on the Wrights Football Show right here on WREF.